is the evening update on 88.5 KCSN. I'm Jacqueline Koenig with complete coverage of the day's events in the San Fernando Valley and Los Angeles County. In our report tonight, real estate agents and rental housing providers recommend and show fewer available homes and apartments to minority families. Three hospitals in Glendale are working to establish a health information exchange. Governor Brown is opposing an order from a panel of federal judges to make further reductions of 9,500 inmates in state prisons. A site in Tujunga that once served as an internment camp for Japanese people during World War II is being considered for an historic cultural monument. Peer-to-peer car-sharing businesses are running into a few roadblocks as states are asking questions about liability issues. In Southern California weather, clear tonight with lows in the upper 50s to mid-60s. Sunny tomorrow with highs in the upper 70s and 80s. A new government report shows housing discrimination remains problematic throughout the country. The Nationwide Housing and Urban Development Survey proved that real estate agents showed fewer available homes to minority families. Reports show discrimination is more evident in the buying market. Secretary of Housing and Urban Development Sean Donovan says racial discrimination is keeping minorities from getting ahead.
Real estate agents and rental housing providers recommend and show fewer available homes to minority families than equally qualified whites. I stress that the findings of this study are more than just numbers. They represent families being denied their fair shot at the American dream. Unfortunately, our findings reveal a sad truth, that the long struggle to end housing discrimination remains unfinished.
The study found that black home buyers are informed about 17% fewer available homes and are shown about 18% fewer units than white buyers. Donovan acknowledges that HUD needs to focus on more proactive efforts to identify and address housing discrimination, especially in the sales market. Governor Jerry Brown wants the state's higher education systems to stress graduating students in 4 years. KCSN's James Jewett reports on the goals for administrators and faculty.
Governor Brown recently proposed giving UC and Cal State more funds if they increase their graduation rates by 10% by 2017. UC leaders have said that is an admirable goal, but such issues as students' outside employment and their desire to take double majors slow them down. 83% of University of California students take 6 years to earn their degree. Brown wants the UC to explore whether their faculty teach enough courses. UC leaders say they might reduce the number of requirements for some majors and bolster summer school offerings in counseling. Administrators say some low-income students may need more time to finish college since they come from weaker high schools or from families with no experience with higher education. Some of the members of the Board of Regents expressed fears that low-income students might be excluded from the UC if future funding depends too much on graduation speeds. The governor has also asked the University of California to examine why various UC campuses have better graduation rates than others. James Jewett, KCSN News.
California and other states are expanding Medicaid as part of the federal health care law. Medicaid is a state program for low-income individuals. Legislators call for fines for large employers, including Walmart, reaching as much as $6,000 per full-time employee who is on Medi-Cal. They say this will eliminate an excuse often used in the Affordable Care Act by encouraging large retailers and restaurant chains to get rid of hourly workers. There is currently no penalty for these employers. Chief Executive of the California Retailers Association, Bill Dombrowski, says this is one of the worst job killer bills he has seen in his 20 years in Sacramento. The proposed penalties are likely to hit 1,800 companies in California. California and other states have been working to reduce the number of low-wage workers on Medicaid for almost a decade by pressuring employers to take more responsibility. The state proposal has cleared key legislative committees and next will need approval from a two-thirds majority of lawmakers in Sacramento. Both the Republicans and Democrats are working to find a solution for the uninsurables. Uninsurables are people with no health insurance and medical bills piling up from their illnesses. Obama's Affordable Care Act requires health insurance companies to cover people with pre-existing medical problems, but the health care does not go into effect until January 1st. National Association of State Comprehensive Health Insurance Programs Chairman Michael Keough says a solution needs to be found to keep the people insured.
So what I'm proposing in that letter is that we work together with the federal government and states who've got 30 years plus of experience in doing this to try to figure out how to get these people to the finish line under budget.
The pre-existing conditions plan guarantees private coverage at average rates to those that couldn't get medical insurance because of their condition and were uninsured for at least 6 months. However, the PCIP is not getting enough money to help their clients and is no longer accepting new applications. Republicans want to provide up to $3.6 billion to the PCIP to keep their doors open for new patients and eliminate the rule that patients must be uninsured for at least 6 months before to qualify. Three Glendale hospitals are planning to assure that their patients' electronic medical records can be accessed among other healthcare providers. The possibility of creating an exchange system was recently discussed at a meeting of the coalition, which includes hospital and healthcare providers throughout the city. Director of the Quality Management Program at Glendale Memorial Hospital, Nancy Seck, says the exchange system would reduce the amount of duplicate tests in hospitals.
To manage the health of the population, the community, we really need to work together to prevent duplication therapies, duplication testing, unnecessary testing for a patient, as well as to prevent rehospitalization. So it does benefit the community at large, as well as individual patients and our healthcare system.
The Glendale Healthier Community Coalition's goal with the program ultimately is to decrease duplicate testing, meanwhile ensuring patient privacy. An exchange program could be expanded to share important health information with other community health providers as well. The exchange is expected to help track hospital readmissions. The participant hospitals include Glendale Adventist Medical Center, Glendale Memorial Hospital, and Verdugo Hills Hospital. Experts are seeking better health care outcomes for the homeless population. Hospital administrators, lawyers, doctors, and providers of services are exploring ways to use technology in outpatient clinics. The goal is to reduce the number of homeless people who seek treatment at hospital emergency rooms. The annual cost of homelessness in patient care in Southern California is $70 million. The goal is to create a regional plan to reduce unnecessary readmissions among homeless patients. Over the last several years, law enforcement authorities in Los Angeles have cracked down on hospitals accused of dumping patients out on the streets. One of the best ways to reduce readmissions is to provide recuperative beds for patients where they can recover from surgeries or hospital stays. There are only 48 such beds in Los Angeles County. 120 more are planned. A new poll shows the majority of California voters support the reduction of prison crowding. 63% of voters in the USC Dornsife College of Letters and Sciences and the Los Angeles Times say they want to release low-level nonviolent offenders from prison early. 72% of voters say they were comfortable with lowering sentences for minor crimes. Governor Jerry Brown is opposing an order from a panel of federal judges to make further reductions of 9,500 inmates in state prisons. Brown says he is willing to continue paying private prisons to hold inmates out of state. Half of participants say there is more crime in their local area in recent years. 21-year-old engineering student Michael Mendoza says he notices fewer cops are on the street due to budget cuts. However, Mendoza says he does not think incarceration is an effective prevention for offenses including drug possession. Greenberg Quinlan Rosner researcher Drew Limberman says cost is not the most important factor for voters. 47% of voters say they prefer to save money by reducing the inmate population rather than continuing to keep inmates in prison. The Los Angeles Planning Committee has approved the creation of a working group that will commemorate a World War II-era internment camp in the city of L.A. The site, which is now the Verdugo Hills Golf Course, served as an internment camp for the Japanese during World War II. Manager of the City of LA Office of Historic Resources, Ken Bernstein, says he wants the site to be recognized for its historic worth.
I personally, in our office, very much wants to see this site recognized and better understood by the public through appropriate education and interpretation. And the Historic Cultural Monument designation process has already had that effect of raising awareness among Angelenos that we have a site here in Los Angeles that is associated with the shameful history of the Japanese-American internment.
An application initiated by Councilman Richard Alcoran to designate the area City Historic Cultural Monument was rejected in April by the LA Cultural Affairs Commission. Members of the panel say the site no longer has any of its original historic structures from its detention days and is therefore not eligible to be included on the list of monuments. The issue is expected to return to committee in mid-July after the City Council returns from its recess. The peer-to-peer car sharing industry is only a few years old, but it is already running into a few roadblocks. Some states are asking questions about liability issues. There are laws that prevent insurance companies from canceling an owner's policy if they rent their vehicle this way. The two big players in the car sharing market are Relay Rides and Get Around. These companies provide a $1 million liability policy for each rental. But this third-party coverage doesn't satisfy insurance regulators in every state. Pete Moraga is with the Insurance Information Network of California. He says there is a growing demand for this type of service and a few kinks still need to be worked out.
There will be some issues, and there probably will be some types of lawsuits that come from this, but the most important thing is that California is one of only a few states that allows this and has actually laws on the books that permit this type of operation.
The other states are Oregon and Washington. Relay Ride says that its vehicles are available for rent by owner in about 1,500 U.S. cities. Renters can earn between $250 and $1,000 a month, depending on how well they market their vehicle. Get Around is currently in 5 major cities. These are San Francisco, San Diego, Chicago, Portland, Oregon, and Austin, Texas. It boasts more than 10,000 owners sharing their vehicles. Performer Jennifer Lopez says Latinos in the United States are realizing they have more power in politics and media than before. The entertainer, who now serves as chief creative officer of the English language Latino channel on the Nuevo TV network, believes that her experience has given her the opportunity to empower communities as a Latina herself. Lopez says Latinos have arrived in politics and entertainment during an interview at the cable show convention.
We're realizing our power. We're realizing that we matter here. You know, we're not just, you know, the guys working behind the scenes in the kitchens and in the as a plumber. You know what I mean? We really have influence.
Lopez is also opening a chain of 15 cell phone stores with bilingual staffers to cater to the Hispanic market. The singer-actress will also be featured on two upcoming shows for Nuevo TV, promoting a TV biography and a new behind-the-scenes series of dancers who accompanied the star on her world tour. Three groups have filed a lawsuit against the Port of Los Angeles Rail Yard Project. The Long Beach Unified School District and South Coast Air Quality Management District took the Port of L.A. to court over the Southern California International Gateway Project. The city of Long Beach has also filed a lawsuit against Los Angeles, arguing that the $500 million proposal will enrich LA while exposing residents in West Long Beach to health risks. The groups argue that the Southern California International Gateway will increase cancer and asthma rates for residents living near the Port of LA. Long Beach school officials say they are concerned about a rise in diesel emissions near schools. Officials from the Port of LA say the project is necessary to help keep the facility competitive with others in North America. They also say that building a rail yard near the port would reduce the number of freeway truck trips by about $1.5 million annually. Inland Empire officials plan to sue to regain control of the LA Ontario International Airport. The lawsuit alleges mismanagement, conflicts of interest, and violations of a key agreement. The suit seeks a return of the struggling airport to the City of Ontario. It calls for cancellation of a 1967 agreement that transferred the facility's operation to Los Angeles on the condition that it do its best to attract airline service. But the number of passengers at Ontario International has declined 40% since 2007. Los Angeles officials assert that the worst recession since World War II has prompted air carriers to reduce service and relocate flights to well-established markets at larger airports, such as LAX. The lawsuit alleges that Los Angeles World Airports has slashed Ontario's marketing budget at least 90% since 2007. Boeing has announced it will shift at least 300 engineering jobs on commercial aircraft to its facility in Long Beach. The employees will relocate from the state of Washington during the next 6 to 9 months. A design center will help the company revive its presence in Southern California after years of decline in the aerospace industry. Boeing is forecasting a market for 34,000 new airplanes, estimated at $4.5 trillion over the next 20 years. In Southern California weather, clear tonight with lows in the upper 50s to mid 60s. Sunny tomorrow with highs in the upper 70s and 80s. Jacqueline Koenig, KCSN News. Listen each weeknight at 5 o'clock p.m. for the KCSN Evening Update from the award-winning Cal State Northridge Journalism Department.